In our office last week, something of a cloud descended because it was revealed that because of new discoveries in the lineup of the universe, the important science of astrology may just have been a load of old cark after all. Astrology no more. Well, as Windsor Davis used to say, oh dear, how sad, never mind. But if the stars have abandoned us all, what can we poor saplings adrift on the tides of fate turn to for guidance? Well, for the last few months, Mr. Joe Venables of Lancashire has been writing to our office alerting us to his curious gift. It seems that this ex-pitman and local lay clergy superstar can hear flowers. And the flowers he listens to choose to reveal your personality and your destiny. Okay, Joe, we said, come on down from Lancashire, but be aware that some people are going to find you as daffy as a loon. Don't bother me, Joe said, fire away. And you know, on the day, I think he had as much fun as we did. Joe, what is it you claim you can do?
I speak and read the flowers.
In what way?
Well, how do you speak to me?
You can hear flowers?
Yeah.
So if people put a bunch of flowers in front of you that they bought, you'll be able to tell them what?
I'll tell them what? What?
I'm Paul Ross, and I've chosen marigolds, tulips, and sunflowers.
A lot of energy from that sunflower. It's a sunflower. Worship for its power. Watch it. You'll burn the candle at both ends, old darling. And sleep when you should sleep, and eat when you don't sleep. No smart tricks either. Don't pull any strokes. Play it as it comes, and you'll be all right.
Straight and level.
Straight and level, otherwise you're right up the creek and no paddle wheel down. I'm telling you, that doesn't it? That's getting problems.
What do you think? I think the old boy's as daffy as a loon.
Joe, I'll be honest. My greatest fear in life, I'm going very thin on top. Right. Can the flower world help me? Yes or no?
Yes.
How?
There are plants, and there are medicinal plants which will produce the necessary to make her grow.
They've got names of flowers or plants. Go on, how many rock groups?
That's flowers.
Yes.
Stone roses.
Sure.
Guns and Roses.
Yeah.
The bluebells.
Hi there, I'm Amanda Smith, and today I've picked some eucalyptus because I absolutely love foliage.
You ready for this?
Yep.
Take it as it comes.
Be careful with it. Be gentle with me.
Be gentle, will you?
Got
a sense of purpose behind you. You have no sense of purpose. You're flirting with life. You're running around. You're doing things that you shouldn't do. When you do marry, and you will marry, it'll be a good marriage. It'll be a wealthy marriage. You've got it cracked. Play it again. No play in the field. You'll have got trouble.
It was good. And what he said was, I'm sort of first in my life. And last night I thought, what am I doing? What? I need to find some background. I've got to do something for myself in this life.
Yeah.
It'll make myself feel good. And it's exactly what he said.
Lightning seeds,
yeah.
Darling buds are made, the posies, the poppies.
Yeah.
Right, my name's Nick Hancock, and I've bought what I always buy from every garage you ever go to, the mixed bunch. Take it as it comes.
All right.
Okay, don't know you. Never seen you before in my life.
Married.
Next two of us.
Married.
You listening?
Yeah.
Work on it. Work on my marriage.
Yeah.
I don't know what you do for a living. I plod on. That's what I do for a living.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Now,
yeah.
You plod on, and it'll come right.
Okay.
The brakes will come. And you probably have to wait a couple of years before you show any real sort of significance. Any real.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Look, it's up there. That's the one.
Are you faking this? No, the old guy's daffy as a loon.
Oasis, Daisy Chainsaw.
Oasis?
But you put the plants in, Oasis.
Oasis, yeah, yeah.
Like the Gents Harvest.
You're clever, good one.
The Jam.
No, the Jam's not a plant.
You're right.
You know what we should have done? Seen those Lombardas down there?
Oh no.
Yeah, they've changed your life. If you choose Lombardas. Sure.
Flowers are living things. They have an energy, they have a vibration.
Are they dangerous?
Are they dangerous? You say they're dangerous.
Are they dangerous?
Flowers?
Yeah.
Not a chance. In Norway.
How much pleasure do you get from this gift you've got?
Oh, that's right. You can't put it into words. It's indescribable.
Yeah.
It's absolute joy.
Rocket, thank you very much indeed. Hey, it's Joe, and he talks to flowers, everyone.